How to Have Ageless Hope. That's the topic of this week's devotional, which I'm sharing today on Praying Pals. Take God's word for it. In John 6:29, Jesus replied, "This is the work, service, that God asks of you, that you believe in the one whom he has sent, that you cleave to, trust, rely on, and have faith in his messenger." When my grandpa entered his upper 90s, he finally began to say, "Well, I guess I'm getting old." What a great attitude. He didn't think he was getting old until then. He taught me a lot by how he lived out his everyday life in the country. He was a great farmer and a great gentleman. Nobody's perfect, I know that, but I did see Christ-like characteristics in him that I treasure to this day. I know he's in heaven, and I know I will see him again. He knew how to have ageless hope in Jesus. In heaven, think about it, in heaven, ageism ceases to exist. Hallelujah for that, you know? But while we're on earth, we see the effects of people getting locked into the be young forever syndrome. And we see the devastation of those who think that their worth relies on their performance, their appearance. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord sees things differently. And so let's look at aging from his perspective, because I run into a lot of folks, and I love a lot of folks, who are considered to be elderly. So in part two of our Ageless Hope series, let's consider a few points from God's perspective according to his word. Our scripture for today is from John 6:29, and it talks about what the work is that God asks of you. And just to quote an excerpt from that again, this is the work, service that God asks of you, that you believe in the one whom he has sent. You know, if we can just recalibrate our value system to God's value system, that should be our goal. We need to see things from his perspective. And right here we see that the work that God asks of us is to believe in him. And there are so many other scriptures I could share here, but for now, let me just point out just how God allows anyone at any age to do his work, because it's believing Jesus, it's loving God, loving others, and age does not have to influence that. You know, especially in my wonderful hometown and the area where I've been blessed to live for all my life, actually, up to this point, and I've noticed that sometimes folks get confused a little bit about if they can't work anymore, you know, do things on the farm, or, you know, just basically do the things they've always done. If they can't work with their hands, then they feel like, well, what can I do? Well, the good news is, folks, that the work of God can be done by any age, and it's believing Jesus and living like you believe him. The next point, the true value of a person comes from being loved, so loved by our Creator. Our age and abilities do not matter. He loves us so much. Another point, physical prowess and perceived economical success do not impress Christ. You know, they can be good tools, but they're not what makes you important, or rather valuable. Childlike belief in God remains the age changer. Have childlike faith. You can always be a child in the arms of your Heavenly Father as you come to him. You don't have to be all grown up. You can just lean back in his arms and tell him what's on your heart. And to know him as Father, you must first know Jesus as Savior, because he makes your relationship right with God. He is the Son of God, and he came. He came to die in your place on the cross and to rise again. And he conquered sin and death for us. We just need to believe and receive that gift. So the last point of the day I wanted to share was, ageless hope comes from Christ alone. In fact, since I was saved at an early age, I particularly really like this verse. It's Psalm 71, verse 5. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence. So when it comes to aging and everything, let Christ be your confidence. Take his word to heart from Hebrews 3:14. For we have become fellows with Christ, the Messiah, and share in all he has for us, if only we hold our first newborn confidence, an original assured expectation in virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshaken to the end. That's what I want for you, my friends. I want you to feel unshaken to the end by having the firm foundation of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you that your value system is so much higher and better than what we see in magazines about how people who are young are valued and all that stuff, Lord. We thank you that that you love us, and that's what makes us valuable, and we are so overwhelmed by your love, and we desire to love you back. We welcome you, Jesus, in our hearts. We put our faith and trust in you alone. Please help everybody to sense your presence today and be encouraged in you. Help all the folks who are feeling like they're getting old to really have youthful refreshment in you today. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us and that your love never changes. We repent of thinking like the world, and we turn to your word right now. And we just ask that you, Lord Jesus, would be our focus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Today, I urge you to just ask Jesus to touch and heal the wounds in your heart because of this crazy God-rejecting world. You know, that's why we have such problems, is because this world has rejected God. It's an anti-God world. So today I urge you to just come to God, come to him, and ask him to just really give you a new heart and a new start today. He can and he will. Come to Jesus. He loves you. And remember, you can get extra prayer support in addition to church. You can get extra prayer support at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember, Jesus still loves you.